This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Top European officials are in Kyiv for talks with Ukrainian officials. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
Thursday's visit includes European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell. From his Twitter account, Borrell said the visit is designed to convey the EU's strongest message of support to all Ukrainians defending their country. The visit came as rescue crews dug through the rubble of an apartment building in eastern Ukraine struck by a Russian missile. The strike killed at least 3 people and wounded 21 others. The scene of devastation in the eastern Donetsk provincial city of Kramatorsk served as a grim reminder of the war's toll almost a year after Russia invaded Ukraine. Emergency workers spent the night searching for survivors after the missile hit late Wednesday. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
At a meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus on Thursday, President Joe Biden said he hopes the attention from the fatal police beating in Memphis in January leads Congress to move on police reform.
My hope is this dark memory spurs some action that we've all been fighting for.
Stephen Horsford, the head of the Congressional Black Caucus, said the caucus and black communities need Biden's help to enact the reforms necessary to make public safety a priority for all communities. Biden met with the lawmakers a day after the funeral of Tyre Nichols, a black man who died in January, 3 days after being beaten by police in Memphis, Tennessee. The United States says it's tracking a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon that's been spotted over U.S. airspace for the last couple of days. A senior defense official said the U.S. has very high confidence that it's a Chinese high-altitude balloon and says it was flying over sensitive sites to collect information. One of the places the balloon was spotted was Montana, which is home to one of the nation's 3 nuclear missile silo fields at Malmstrom Air Force Base.